तू कादिर मुतलक है, तू रज़्ज़ाक है, बशर है, मोहताज
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم verse 71 of Surah Yasin أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون. Allah عز وجل says in this verse, did they not see that we have created for them cattle? So we are going to slaughter our sheep, our goats, our cows, camels. So take lesson in this, that these أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ. Among things directly by our hands, among things made by our hands, anna khalaqna, things that we have made, lahum, for them, mimma amilat aydina, made by our hands, what Allah Azawajal says, an'ama, cattle, our power, kama yaliqu bi sha'nihi, as is in accordance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grandeur. We shouldn't allow our minds to go to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally refutes and says, laysa kamithlihi shay, there is absolutely nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hands, all of this we stay away from. We do not go in that direction, because then what happens? That's when you've already created an idol in your mind. And then you find all of these idolaters, what do they have? 6, 7, 8 hands on the idols, but those hands cannot do absolutely nothing. So we move away from thinking hands and attaching it to the sublime and the wonderful being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say, كَمَا يَلِيقُ بِشَأْنِهِ, as is in accordance to his grandeur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا, did they not see, أَنَّا خَلَقَنَا, that we have made, indeed we have made, لَهُمْ, for them, مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا, that which we have made directly by our hands, is the literal translation, power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's majestic power. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make? An'ama. And this is cattle. فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ, then they are the owners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you the temporary owner. And this is what you are going to witness. Something such as cattle. If you see, look at the ox, you look at the cow, you look at different cattle, and you think to yourself, a young boy can have control over this camel. Look at a horse. A young boy can have control over the horse. He can direct the horse. But such a big animal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you the temporary owners. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this all so that you can take benefit from it, utilize it. So in this, we should take lesson and learn. وَذَلَّلْنَا لَهُمْ, and we, in verse 72, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and we have brought them under their control. And we have brought them under their control. فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ, so, just going back, we have brought them under their control means exactly that. A boy, he reins a strong horse and rides on its back to anywhere he likes to go. You look at huge, huge animals, such as the camel. You look at the ox, the horse, different animals. But man is weak compared to them. Look at our weight and look at their weight. So who has put this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَلَّلْنَا لَهُمْ, and we have brought them under their control. فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ, so some of them are their means of transport. وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ And some of them, they eat. So this is verse number 72 of Surah Yasin. Then verse number 73, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this verse, وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ وَمَشَارِبُ وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ وَمَشَارِبُ أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ And for them, there are other benefits. Honor, you'll say in Afrikaans. And for them, there are other benefits in them. What are these? You look at the skin, the hides of these animals, how people take benefit from it. وَمَشَارِبُ And things to drink. Look at the milk that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produces in between excreta. And in between excreta and blood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produces for you, O mu'mineen, O human beings, O insan, on the whole scale, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produces for you pure milk so that you can enjoy. Pure milk so that you can enjoy. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ So would they not be grateful? All this, you're going to engage in qurbani. You're going to slaughter. You're going to eat the meat. You're going to benefit from it. You're going to benefit others. You're going to give in sadaqah. And for the Hanafi madhab, you can give the qurbani meat also to non-Muslims. Shafis say no, not only to Muslims. But remember, even for the Hanafi madhab, Muslims, poor Muslims, needy Muslims will still take preference, but you can share your meat with whomsoever you want to. Some people haven't tasted meat in so many years, so many months, so here's an opportunity to go and share with them your meat. Just drop it there and say, this is for you. Imagine just stopping at one of the houses and say, here's some meat for you. How happy you'll make the person. So do it. This is part of showing, expressing gratitude. Also, you're going to drink a glass of milk. Part of gratitude is to recite the du'as, the masnoon du'as. Allahumma barik lana fih wa zidna min. Recite these du'as. You are going to eat, then you recite the du'a before eating. Recite and perform or engage in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, You've given me such a wonderful meal. Say it in the way that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us, taught us. Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amani hadha at'ami wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa. So these are the du'as. We know alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana. That we know. But learn, see, there's so many other du'as, supplications. Sit on the floor like a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then see the beauty that comes out of that. Lick your fingers, clean the plate. These are all aspects to show, express gratitude. And we shared this with you so many times. A revert who became an alim then, he said, One of the things that attracted me is when I went to this doctor Muslim's house and I saw him licking his fingers. This was a sunnah that I fell in love with. This, I myself, when I looked at and I experienced sitting on the floor, eating on the floor, this was something superior. This was something I thought this year is food, the same food, you can eat it the Western way, and it's not the same. Those who are sick, they've got excuses. They can't do it. But for those who can, you are young, you are vibrant, like Mulana Yunus Daya Rahmatullah Ali used to say, young, vibrant ulama sitting on chairs and tables. We're supposed to be on the floor eating. So if the ulama started and they introduce the sunnah again to the ummah, then people will also follow suit. Medina Munawwara, when you're breaking your fast, beautiful, you break your fast on the floor and you are happy. When you go for a picnic, now because it's Western, you see, so we follow the Western culture. Then you sit on the grass, no problem, no problem. But to follow Sunnah, then what happens? أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ Would they not be grateful then?